This is Unleash Your Inner Legend, a podcast featuring modern-day legends sharing their life choices, habits, and routines that got them to where they are today. Get ready to be inspired and to take massive action to unleash your inner legend.
What's up, everyone? It's obviously Holly and Nick here with the Holly and Chris Show. How are you, Nick?
I'm fantastic. I'm really excited for this segment when you brought it up last week. Doing the 10 one-hit wonders with the 10 tips side-by-side with it, too, just because I tune into, I think it's Kevin Call's show every now and then. He's always playing music, having a good time. When you brought this up, I'm like, yes, this is exactly what I want to do, too. So I'm excited to kick this off.
I'm so excited, too, because it's funny because I was just thinking of, like, I don't know if I was watching a show or something, and I saw something about one-hit wonders. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we could totally, because I know we're always trying to find ways to, like, obviously just not make this boring about blog content, marketing, da da da. But right. So, like, I think it'd be fun to kind of talk about, like, okay, see these one hit wonders. Obviously, as we go through them, we all should know all of these, especially if you're around in the 90s. But
yeah,
you know, just talking through too, it's like, okay, so how can we make sure we're not one hit wonders? How can we make sure we're not forgot about from our audience, our content's not going to be a one-hit wonder. Like, you had that one awesome podcast episode,
right?
Everything else is flatlined. Or that one awesome live, and then no one else is tuning in. So I'm super excited to get into it for sure.
Yeah, no, so am I. No, when you sent me the list, like you said, be around for the 90s. I was around for most of the 90s here, right? So I was knowing a good amount of the songs, so I'm excited to hear some of the other ones. I'm sure once I hear them, I'm going to be going to remember a couple, but I'm definitely excited to kick this off. And the ones I knew on the list, it was a good throwback because, like you said, it's one hit wonder. So you tend to forget about it after some time.
Or like you think of, like, oh my gosh, that's so-and-so that sings that song. And you're like, oh wait, who is that person? I've never heard that person before. So it's funny. Yeah. Cause you're like a true like 90s baby. So this will be, I feel old, but like I almost pulled some like old ones in there, and I was like, let's not show my real age here. So
no, I'm definitely excited. So I think we should go ahead and kick it off here soon. So number 10, Steal My Sunshine. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that one?
So Steal My Sunshine is like the perfect summer anthem, according to Rolling Stone, who I feel like that's like the appropriate people to say who is what when it comes to music.
Right.
He's ranked number 33 on their list of the best summer songs of all time. Actually reached number 10 in the U.S. Hot 100. But unfortunately, following this single that hit so hot and heavy, their following six singles failed to make an impact, leaving the band trapped forever in summer. So let's play a little bit for those who are thinking, like, wait a minute, what is Still My Sunshine and who sings it? So you guys will remember this. Wait for it.
Oh, the lasers, this is definitely 90s.
For sure.
Hey Matt,
yeah Tim.
Hey, you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down.
Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last, indulging in my self-defeat.
Okay, do you know that one?
Yeah, I know it a little bit, not as much as some of the other ones here on this list, but like you said, Forever Trapped in the Summer, that is definitely a summer tune right there.
Summer jam, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and then Nick, why don't you hit us off with our tip number 10 on how not to be a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, so tip number 10, it kind of goes hand in hand with the song too, right? Because Steal My Sunshine, during the sunshine, it's a summer tune, so it's about being relevant. Right. So as we continue to create content and we continue to look at what we should do next, I'm always looking at what's currently going on. Right. Because if I see what's going on, I could kind of attune my content to that and pretty much stay relevant during the times. Right. If we're looking at things right now about how to stay face to face and how to get in front of as many people as you can, you'd be like, dude, coronavirus, everything going on. That's not really the MO right now, right? We're looking at different ways to go virtual and do virtual appointments, virtual buyer appointments. So it's really just about being relevant and staying accustomed with what are people's current problems that they're facing and creating content around that.
100%. So staying relevant. And then, you know, what are some tips that you recommend when people are like, okay, I'm running out of content topics, I'm running out of ideas, but I want to stay relevant. Like, would you suggest going to like what's trending on Twitter or Instagram, or how do you pick up that stuff to kind of stay in the know and staying relevant?
Right. So for me, a lot of times too, it's looking at, if I'm going to look at what content to create on Facebook, I'm going to go to Facebook and see what content's relevant. What are other people posting about? What are they talking about? Even the memes that they're sharing. All those things are usually key indicators about what people want to see, right? So it's about meeting people where they're at and not just creating content out of the blue and hoping that they're going to like it. So a lot of times, if I want to figure out what people want to see, I'm going to go to my profile, I'm going to go to the page, I'm going to scroll through, see what other people liked before, see what's trending right now, and then create content around that.
100%. And also, too, I like going through, just because of my morbid sense of humor that I have, taking like memes and stuff and making your own meme and going through and generating that or turning into GIFs, whatever, to kind of make your own spin on it, and then just having it. And then, of course, you know, obviously branding and marketing yourself in the process.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, cool. So let's go to number 9. And I think you might know this one. So this one is
I definitely know this one.
Yeah. So I always think of this song. I always think of A Night at the Roxbury. So, you know, the whole little head bobbing thing that they do. I'm not doing
Yeah.
So why don't you kick us off and tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah. So number 9 is What Is Love? So let's see, like you were saying, A Night at the Roxbury, the head bobbing, but many people don't know the artist behind this dance hit. It was recorded by, Trinidadian German artist Hathaway. It was his debut single and ended up becoming his signature song. So it peaked the Billboard Top 100 at number 41. And why don't you take us away and let us hear a little bit of this one.
Let's kick it off.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Oh my gosh, we should totally, I just got a brilliant idea. We should do like a lip singing thing too. Like, I'm a really good lip singer.
I think so. I'd have to pick some of my own songs for this one too and go through them. But yeah, I am totally down for doing something like that.
100%.
Yeah. So tip number 9, this one I'm going to shoot over to you, Holly. So we came up with this tip of how to not be a one hit wonder with your content. And that is show up.
So you just got to show up. I mean, think of it like the early 2000s. And I say early 2000s, it can be up to 2006, even. But, you know, showing up, just being everywhere, going, posting, going live. Right. Look what we're doing right now. We're collaborating, right? So think of like Lil Wayne. Think of Baby Model. Think of like you just show up wherever you can. If someone asks you to be in the show and it obviously aligns with your core values and it aligns with who you are, do it. I mean, don't sit there and make excuses or don't be lazy. Take any advantage to be featured in the advantage, you know, to just even posting. You just got to show up on social media. This audience of people waiting to hear from you, and they're excited to be a part of your community. And yet sometimes we just kind of get like bored, or we just kind of get overwhelmed, and that's fine to take a break every now and then, but you got to show up. Like, just show up. It's not hard.
It's funny you bring up Lil Wayne, because when I was talking to John, actually, your husband, John, he was saying the same thing. When Lil Wayne shifted his persona of, I need to create the music and do everything, instead of saying, where can I feature and how can I just stay in front of people at all times and show up no matter where you're listening to? You probably heard a feature of Lil Wayne during that one summer when he just featured everywhere. He was creating music and he was featuring everywhere. It was about just staying in front of the audience. So yeah, showing up is huge.
100%. And Drake did the same thing. If you think about it, like, when did you first hear Drake? He did it with Lil Wayne. And then now it's kind of cool to see it in the rock industry. I'm seeing it with Travis Barker. I mean, he's being with MGK. He has his own record label. So he's kind of doing the whole baby thing.
Yeah.
Or Birdman, whatever you want to call him. He's kind of doing that model with the rock and roll industry. So I'm super excited to kind of see how that plays out. Cause he has even like these, and I don't follow TikTokers as much, but I do like what he's producing. So come to find out a lot of these people, not a lot, like two, that he's, are like big TikTok stars. So it's kind of cool to see that new age collaboration and how things are kind of progressing with that. So
when you look at Instagram, a lot of the Instagram models and the Instagram stars do the same thing where they'll bring somebody else on, they'll tag them, and they'll tell everybody to go follow them. Why? Because they got a similar audience and they're willing to share audiences to grow each other.
And that's what I love too. Like a lot of people that we even surround ourselves with, I see collaboration all the time.
All the time.
Together, podcast, maybe it's Facebook, whatever it is.
Right.
Super, super awesome to see that, you know, community over competition mindset.
Yeah, just like this. Yeah. Let's see. So we got number 8. Story of a girl. That, I think it's absolutely, and then it's story of a girl in quotes. But why don't you tell us a little bit about this one? I know this one. So for the record, I do know this one.
I love it. So this is a story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. I mean, obviously, we all know that line, right?
Right. So
obviously, if you're a huge pop punk fan, or you don't even have to be a huge pop punk fan, you just got to perk up from it because it's just the beat that goes along with it. It appeared on the band's 4th album, but it was the first to be a mainstream label. Reached number 6 on the top 100, number 1 on the top 40. 9 days, the band is still together, but none of their albums have come anywhere near the success of The Madding Crowd, which is none of them had charted. So the guys all moved on. The lead singer still moonlights as a musician, but by day, he's a perfectly respectable English teacher at a high school.
Wow.
I mean, that would be super cool to have like an English teacher that was, you know, I mean, that's pretty popular. Right.
Imagine having him as an English teacher. That'd be freaking awesome. I'd be always kind of pulling stories out of him from him going on tour and doing all these things.
100%. You know, what was cool too is, you know, thinking about teachers and stuff like that. I've recently been listening to the On Writing with Stephen King, and the first part of super awesome. I love it because it's super intriguing. It's about him, his life story, his story. And Stephen King is a fascinating person. But like at the other part of it is like the grammar and like is what's actually the book supposed to be about, like on writing.
Right.
And I'm
right.
A little bit because I'm like falling asleep like while I'm driving. Not really, but you know what I mean? Talking about like this grammar stuff. But that's what he was an English teacher at one point in time in his career before he was exploded as an author. So I thought it would be cool to have Stephen King say that, yeah, Stephen King was my teacher back in the day.
Right, right. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, first step. Real quick before we hop into the next one, though, we got to show you guys a snippet of this song. Obviously, you guys should know this one.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiled.
Yeah, so we should definitely do a lip sync. Lip singing and not actual singing, because that would not go too well for me.
No, but I have zero musical talent in films. I can dance and I can lip sync. That's about as far as I can go. Maybe air guitar every now and then, but that's a stretch.
Yeah, so this one, I'm going to take over the tip number 8 for entertain. So I think this is something that goes with the one-hit wonders too, where you shoot a good video. A lot of times it comes with the entertainment factor, right? Mm-hmm. You might have done something to be a little bit different, brought props in, dance, do some lip syncing, play some music. And then you might go away from that and only think about value, keeping it business professional. And I'm not saying those aren't good things, but it's also important to understand why people come to social media, right? People come here because they're lazy, they're bored, they want to sit around and watch some cool things, right? So in order for them to listen to us, to know us, we have to entertain them too. We have to do something that's going to catch their attention right away. So that's why I think entertaining is such an important thing when you're shooting content, when you're continuing to do it. Because if you don't entertain, they're going to just keep scrolling and find something that's going to capture their attention.
100%. Like, why do you guys get on social media? What captures your attention? No one wants to go on there to learn, you know, like I said, like I just told you the story about listening to On Writing. What excites me most is the entertainment part of the book about Stephen King's life story. And now I'm actually the part that I actually need to be listening to. And I'm just kind of like, he'll slip every now and then. He'll slip something funny that's in there. It's tough. It's like eating glass. So you got to mix those two things for sure. 100%. Ask yourself, how can I make this entertaining? Think about all the things that go viral. I mean, a lot of it goes viral for stupid reasons, but it's we're in the business of entertainment for sure.
Expressing. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, so sorry.
No, I was going to say number seven, it brings us to Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry. I don't know if I know this one. So Save Tonight. So thankfully we got some notes on this. Thank you, Holly. So Norwegian musician Eagle Eye Cherry's big break in the U.S., or at least it was supposed to be. He would never replicate the success of this soft rock jam, which peaked at number five. Wow, number five of the Billboard Top 100, and led Eagle Eye Cherry making the rounds of American late night TV, but not much else. So I don't know this one by name, but maybe if I hear it, hear a little bit of it, I'm going to be able to recognize it here.
You will for sure. Let me play a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because all we need is candlelight, you and me.
I knew you would know that one. I was like, there's no way.
Right when he started singing, I knew it right away.
But
yeah.
You would never know. Like, to be honest, before I started pulling this list, I was like, Eagle Eye Cherry. I, if you were to say, hey, have you heard that band Eagle Eye Cherry? I was like, who is that? I would not
right.
know.
It almost sounds like a band I should know, but not quite the actual name, right?
Yeah, which is interesting because a lot of these are like, not a lot, but some of them are foreign bands that try to tap into the U.S.
Right.
And they just kind of fizzled out. Like they couldn't keep up, or they just, you know, they just didn't get that next hit. They just
right.
obviously stayed a one-hit wonder. Which brings us to tip number seven, and that yeah. is to be authentic. And I think too, like, authenticity and uniqueness go hand in hand. So, you know, obviously it's 101, you guys, just be real. Don't sit there and pay money to take a photo prop on a private jet that you don't even fly in. Like, be authentic and be, you know, there's only one you. Like, have some personality, you know, instead of being that person that tears down the other competition, be that person that stands out from them. That's like simple 101 is how I can put it. For sure.
So being able to stand out and being authentic, what are some different ways that you personally do that?
Me personally, so like I'm very animated in the sense of like story stickers. That's a classic example.
That is really good. Yeah.
Silly little stickers, having fun and just, you know, doing things that make, you know, that I usually do in person, like being excited or being, you know, clapping or whatever it is, but adding that into it. And then, you know, using those on a lot of my stories. And it's funny too, is like I'll get screenshots from like my friends, like my French aunt screenshot it and said, oh my gosh, my friend just used your sticker. And like obviously it was. She's like, I was going through stories and I saw her and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's my girl Holly. So story stickers, it doesn't have to be hard. I mean, that's just something super fun and easy to do. You have those too as well.
Thank you, Holly, for that.
And then also, you know, just going through and, you know, podcasting on something you're passionate about, or, you know, doing something that showcases like what makes you, you, what's your personality about. So with that being said, Nick, what's some ways that you kind of showcase your personality and uniqueness?
Yeah. So I think it just comes down to being able to share your story as well. And it also might be a little uncomfortable at times, but I also think of it as, I believe it's selfish to hold on to your own story, the things I've been through, the struggles I've been through, because me sharing my story and saying like how I overcame that or what were the struggles I was going through might be able to help somebody else, whether it's help them through it or just maybe help them not feel alone, right? So for me, it's really digging down and just thinking about what are some of the personal struggles I've been through, sharing some stories and just kind of just going live, talking about the stories and just talking about what I learned from them too.
100%. I mean, it's we've all at one point in time, I feel like, I know I have, and I feel like a lot of people have, try to be someone you're not just because it looks good on paper.
Right.
But awful as a person, or you just, that's how you get burnt out, because you're just like, oh well, I'm gonna take on this persona, I'm gonna do this
exactly,
last what, a week, because it's just not you. And then you just kind of silly. And then in today's day and age, I don't know, it's so easy to be called out on BS for sure.
And on top of that too, you have to think, especially as agents, eventually people are going to meet you, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have one personality online and one for in person, it's not going to add up. You're going to be attracting one type of audience, and then when you meet them, it's not gonna make sense, and they're not gonna be as attracted to you, right?
100%. And it's kind of like the bait switch that you find somebody or you meet somebody online and you meet a person, and you're like, you look nothing like your picture. You're not authentic,
right,
you know?
Right.
So yeah, for sure. It's all about authenticity, and that's definitely one way not to lose it, your tribe, your crowd, your audience, whatever you want to call them. That's one way to keep it interesting and keeping it.
I love it. So, Holly, why don't you take us to number six here?
Number six. I'm curious if you know this one. I know you do.
I'm pretty sure I do. By the name, I think I do know this one.
Bittersweet Sympathy by The Verb. It can potentially be credited for the breakup of the band. Their song spawned a bitter lawsuit, which I didn't know about this, a bitter lawsuit that ended with them giving all the royalties from the song to Stones, who claimed that the band had used more of their song the last time that they had agreed upon. Wow. So obviously it's widely loved. The Verb's home country, which is the UK, again, another foreign band, which is awesome. And the BBC Radio 1 listeners even voted it to be the third best track ever. Wow. So that's huge accomplishments. But even though the song defines an era, they could never duplicate that song's success, especially here in the US. That was their only song, one and only song to reach the chart. I'll play a little snippet of that one.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, the song gets away. The title of it's right there.
Right.
Not a slow start, so let me fast forward a little bit. Still a slow start. Yeah. I feel like a lot of this is like 90s alternative. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I wonder who made this playlist. It might be matching their persona a little bit. When you send it over, I'm like, oh yeah, this is a Holly playlist right here.
Yeah, I know. It's a little biased, I'm not gonna lie. But
this seems like one of your Spotify playlists that you create, maybe making a one hit wonders playlist.
This could be this week's playlist right here.
Right, right.
Great idea.
Yeah, so this takes us to tip number six about creating a brand. So this one I'm really passionate about because that's something that we've worked really hard at, as identifying what is the brand and how do we create content around that, right? Because I think too many times, this is what I did when I started. I just started shooting content. I was shooting about this idea, then this idea, then this concept. And I was all over the place. And it took one person asking me a question saying, what's the goal? And I had no answer for it, right? Because I didn't even think that far in advance. So this is something that we help a lot of people do too, is just figuring out, what is the brand? What does it stand for? What are your pillars of the brand? And sticking within that when you create content, right? So when you stick within that, that's how you start creating that audience of people who are going to continue to watch, because you're continuing with the same concepts, the same core values. So they're going to continue to tune in. Where on the flip side, if you don't have a brand and you're just shooting content at a random, this person will tune in. Then they're going to watch the next video and be like, it doesn't align with me. So they're going to tune out. Then you're going to get some more people that tune in. And you're never going to be able to build that consistent following. So for this one, starting with creating the brand before you just go out and get started, that's what I always recommend and we always help people do as well.
100%. I always think of it too, like when you create a brand, you think of it kind of like a TV show series you watched. Like, you don't watch a TV show in one week it's live actors and then one week it's cartoons or it's anime.
Right.
Like, there's consistency. There's a reason why we all have our favorite shows. It's because somehow we relate to them. Somehow we're drawn to them, whether we hate them, love them, whatever it is. We're there tuning into them every week that they drop a new episode. So think of yourself as like, you know, the director, obviously, within your own social media content and your own brand online, your own online presence. And like you said, going through there, identify those pillars of your brand and what makes you you, and then really being strategic and intentional and showcasing everything. So I love it.
Yeah, I love that word too, intentional. Being really intentional with your brand and what content you create behind it.
1000%.
Number five, I know this one. We used to sing this at the lunch table. I think it was in middle school. Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. So
not Bowling for Soup.
Not Bowling for Soup. Is that the one that you thought it was?
No. That's what a lot of people get confused about. It's like they think it's bullshit. It's actually Fountains of Wayne. However, Bowling for Soup did cover it just because of so many people thinking it was their song.
Yeah, so Stacy's Mom, it's a tried and true crowd pleaser, but the Grammy-nominated song is Fountain of Wayne's only song to ever chart. Wow. Even Stacy's Mom didn't do that well commercially. It peaked at 21, even though it was one of the first songs to ever reach number one on iTunes. So
iTunes was around back then, I guess it
was. What was that, 2003? I feel like it was just coming out too. Yeah. I feel like it was just coming out. They had a cultural bump this year for sad reasons, as one of the members, Adam Schlesinger, died this year to coronavirus.
Yeah, it's so sad. It's kind of a want. heartfelt.
Yeah, a little bit. But this song, I'll tell you what, this was a hit. I know this one. So this was 2003. I was starting to come to the scene a little bit, started getting on YouTube, watching the music video. So yeah, I'm really happy for this one.
It was a cute music video, like the, you know, him mowing the grass and the mom's all sunbathing and then the girl trying to get his attention and he's not just interested in her mom. So obviously, as you guys know, here's Stacy's mom.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going.
I always thought too, it's like, man, that would be a bad time to meet. Be named Stacy and then have like a hot mom at the same time. It was
so I had a friend whose last name was Stacy. So we would always say Stacy's mom. And yeah, it wasn't a good year for Stacy.
R.I.P. So that gives us to tip number five, which is be relatable. And it kind of goes hand in hand with being authentic and, you know, being real, but being relatable is like, you know, obviously people, we all love to celebrate wins of each other. You know, you see somebody posting graduation pictures, you see somebody posting their new car. That's so awesome. But if you just keep continually posting like all sacks of cash right now during a pandemic or luxury vacation during a pandemic, you know, on, you know, a private island or your private jet, like it's not very relatable to everyone else, especially if that's who your target audience is. So finding ways to don't be egotistical, don't be, you know, braggadocious or whatever. You just find ways to, you know, say, hey, like, wow, like I'm doing so, you know, saying, you know, instead of saying, look at me and all this money during pandemic, you can say, this may seem like, you know, it happened overnight, but you know what? Let me tell you, like you weren't there for this.
Right.
Or just letting people know that there's a backstory. Cause you know, a lot of people that we know that are successful, they have an incredible backstory. So like you said before, you know, when it comes to showcasing who you are, it's let them know, be real, you know, have your, you know, story shown, even if it's painful, but be relatable because people want to follow in your footsteps, but they want to make sure that you've been there where they've been before. Because who wants to take tips from somebody who's like, oh, yeah, you can be, you know, this person, but I was actually born into it. It was like, well, that's why I can't never be that person. You know, if I was struggling, you know, artist or struggling real estate agent, whatever it is, this is how I got to where I am today. So it's all about being relatable when it comes to keeping and maintaining your community for sure.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you brought this one up because I feel like another way of saying this is humanizing yourself, like being relatable and humanizing yourself. I was working with this agent the one time and a lot of their videos, it was really high class and that's all they were showing, right? And they actually, one of their friends or somebody that they knew sold their home and then the agent actually reached out to him and he said, well, I just feel like this was too low for you. It was like below your standards. And he was thinking like, this is exactly within the price range that I wanted. Someone that moves quick and it was absolutely perfect. But in his videos, he failed to humanize himself. So that person didn't feel like he could actually reach out to him. So I think that's really important too with social media and everything going on. If people don't feel comfortable reaching out to you, then your content's not doing the job. So like you said, be relatable, just be like them. And that's why I do love live videos too, because we're gonna mess up every now and then, right? Not every video is gonna be absolutely perfect. We're gonna stumble, fumble, mumble a little bit through some of the videos, but that's okay, everybody does. Yeah. That's why I do love the live videos, because there's no way that you can be absolutely perfect. Well, I guess you can, but very rare through a complete live video.
Perfection is non-existent, especially if you create that illusion that people cannot relate because no one's perfect.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like you know, it makes me think of like when you go to a party and you kind of walk in and you kind of already see like, you know, the cool person in the corner that's bored on the phone. Maybe they probably still have sunglasses because it's nighttime on. Totally unapproachable, totally not relatable. So like, don't be the cool person in the corner, you guys. Be relatable.
Yeah. And I love the next song you picked. I actually played it this weekend at the family Christmas tree lighting party.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Number four is Mambo Number Five. And this song was actually originally, and I didn't know this, the song was actually originally recorded in 1949 by a Cuban musician.
Wow.
But it did not enter mainstream until Lou Vega's cover of it in 1999. Although it ranked as one of the most annoying, which I agree, songs. we definitely have to agree with that one. So, but it's, you know, it's still fun though. Like, you know, dancing, like, I feel like this is kind of like.
It was one of the most annoying. I don't agree with that. Yeah. Don't agree with it.
It's a little repetitive. I can listen to it once. I don't know if I can listen to it time after time.
True. I guess if it was on the radio all the time, I could definitely say I would get ranked up there.
Yeah, I remember this song. I was like in elementary school, and I was a little cheerleader for my brother's – the only time I was a cheerleader for my brother's team. And we had this choreographic song, like dance to the song, and I was so excited, but I got like a stomach bug, and I never got to perform it. And like today, that's haunts me. Like, obviously, I'm bringing it up.
Are we going to see that performance then? Is that why you put it on here? No.
Sorry, I don't even remember it, but I remember that feeling of being so sad I couldn't perform it because I was so sick. But the song hit number one in 9 countries and reached number 3 on the US Billboard Top 100. It became so popular that Disney created its own version, replacing the women's names on the song with the Disney characters. So they had another song that hit of the top 100. It was called Tricky Tricky. Never heard that song?
Never heard it.
1999, which hit number 74, but it had they haven't had a mainstream song since then. So for all those who wants to bump a little bit to number 5, here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the
liquor store. I don't wanna be a buzz like I had week. I
must stay because it's not annoying. That's
See, that's not an annoying song. That's a great song.
It is fun. It is a fun song. Okay. I'll retract.
So yeah, so this goes to tip number 4 is creating your audience. Again, it's similar to some of the other ones we talked about too, but before we create our content, it's important to know who are we creating content for, right? If we don't know who we're creating it for, we can't establish what problems are you currently going through. We can't help you solve it. We can't add the right amount of value or the right value for you specifically, right? So if you don't create your audience, again, you're going to be creating content for this audience and this audience and this audience. You're going to be all over the place. So it's something you have to do before you start. When we talk about creating the brand and creating the audience, this is before you begin to set yourself up for success.
100%. And the, you know, you can call it audience, you can call it avatar, you can call it your you know, whatever you want to call it, your ideal customer persona, ICP, whatever it is.
Right.
Is an insane clown posse, so I feel like I have to say it. But yeah, like you said, you have to know who it is, because or else you're just going to be doing animations, one TV show. You know what I mean? Like, you won't be consistent. You won't help you attract those people. So like, if you don't know who you're talking for, if you're for everyone, who are you for? You're for no one. So,
no one.
Love it.
Number, let's see, song number 7, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Wow. Think you don't know was that Tub Thumping? Maybe not. I don't know if I know this one. You might know by its colloquial name, I Get Knocked Down. A staple of sporting events, Tub Thumping remains British band Chumbawamba's only mainstream hit. Wow, what a name.
Okay, you know this song.
All right, so if it's a sporting event one, I might know it. Let's hear it here.
I get knocked down. Oh.
I knew you knew that
one. I definitely know that one.
Every one of these songs, you just didn't know it because, again, it's one hit wonders and they're not something that we remember the names, obviously, by.
Right, right.
Super cool. So tip number 3 to go along with that is going to be adding value. And it goes right back hand in hand with what we just talked about is creating your audience.
Right.
Like, people are so scared these days to add value. Like, they're so scarcity mindset. They're going to say, oh, well, someone's going to take that or something. Like, newsflash, you guys. Homes are sold. Like, hundreds of thousands of homes are sold. You cannot help every single one of these people. So, like, it's okay to add a little value to somebody who's, you know, maybe looking up for a mentorship or maybe adding value to clients that you haven't had sign a buyer's broker agreement because you're scared you're just going to throw it out there and they don't want to work with you.
Right. So,
always ask yourself, how am I adding value? You know, it's a unique mesh of adding value, entertaining, being intentional. But once you have all those elements in your content, like, it's hard not to, you know, turn away from you guys whenever you keep doing that and you keep entertaining but you also keep adding value because, you know, everybody likes to be entertained, but at the same time, you want to walk away with something as well.
Yeah. And this reminds me, again, going back to that Win the Day segment with Jay, I was watching one of the videos and in the background, he had on the whiteboarders from like 2007, which was well before I got into the business, but he had like hashtag Win the Day. And I sent it to him and he sent me something back. He's like, there's no such thing as an original idea. I'm like, man, you know what? All these people holding on to things to the chest, like, oh, I got this great idea that no one's ever thought of. Newsflash, like you said, there's a good chance it's already been done. People are already doing it. So sharing value, value and ideas are in abundance, right? So at the end of the day, just know, if you know that yourself, you're going to take more action than somebody else, that's why we share everything that we know, right? We share all our back-end concepts, how we do it, why we do it. That's why we come on these lives for well over a half hour now talking about it, because we just believe in adding value.
100%. I agree. Couldn't add any more truth to that at all. So number two is going to be
nice
time. And obviously you definitely have, I mean, if you've ever been to a bar,
everybody knows this song.
So I don't know if you ever watched the movie Friends with Benefits, but like the entire running joke throughout the entire movie
is that the one with what's her name in it? Mila Kunis. I think it is.
I think it is too. I'm so bad with names. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there it is. Yep.
So the running joke on that movie is thinking whether that song was sung by the actual band or Third Eye Blind. So obviously it's a one hit wonder if you can't remember, you know, who sung the song, but
right.
You know, Justin Timberlake's character finally admits he was wrong. Closing Time was in fact sung not by Third Eye Blind. So it was the perfect last call anthem, but it also remains their only hit.
So this is their only hit.
I feel like they have like a good sound. I mean, I feel like all these people other than Mambo Number 5, I feel like that would be kind of hard to continue.
Right. But,
you know, like a lot of these people have a good sound.
Yeah.
100%. So we'll play a little bit of this for you guys.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
That's a perfect song for us almost ending this topic.
Yeah, and this brings us to tip number 9, setting a schedule. So I think it almost goes really well with this one too, because I can't tell you how many times where it got to closing time of my day. I'm like, crap, I forgot to go live. I forgot to shoot this video, or I forgot to do X, Y, Z. So if you don't have it in your schedule, chances are you're not going to do it, right? So that's why everything that I do throughout my week, before I even start, and I got this tip from John, on Sunday, I plan out my entire week with what videos I'm going to shoot, who I'm shooting it with, reaching out to them, putting it in my calendar. Yeah. So just like with anything else in business, if you don't put it in your calendar, if you don't make time for it, if you don't make it a priority, it's not going to get done. And it's just going to be something chalked up at the end of the day. Like, I was too busy to do it. So that's why setting a schedule, it's so very important to do.
100%. And, you know, even if you don't plan out or write content or copyright then and there, just knowing it so that you start, you know, once you start reviewing the week, you get in that mindset of knowing, okay, well, I'm going to talk on podcasting, or I'm going to talk about tips for, you know, how not to be a one hit wonder in your audience. And so you kind of have that brewing already in your head, so it flows a lot more naturally. And you're also not just throwing out content that doesn't, you know, not necessarily relatable or add value, or it's not, you know, anything geared towards your target audience. It's very intentional to do that way for sure.
And that brings us to the very last song, the Macarena by Los Del Rio. So the Macarena was the best one hit wonder of all time. Hard to disagree. The original version of the song didn't make any waves, but once the Bayside Boys remix was released, the world was never the same. So it's inescapable at weddings, sporting events, parties, essentially any public event. Many Americans would be hard pressed to remember the duo was at Los Del Rio, the duo behind the iconic song. Their only other song to reach the charts was Macarena Christmas. So that's no shocker with this one. So
Macarena cracks me up. Say it again.
What's up? The Macarena. So it reached 57 on the charts with the Christmas version of it. But yeah, this one, you cannot, like you put in there, you cannot escape it. Weddings, anywhere that you go, that's a public event, some type of party, this yep. song is coming on.
And you can't even escape it right here on this live. Just saying. So that's like the original version. So that's like they said, like when it was released, the remix. That's what
right.
I got hyped about like that because that's kind of what
I know. I feel like that one should be on the top most annoying songs, more than Mambo Number 5. But that's just me. That's your name.
Exactly. I remember we did that like in gym class in elementary school. Like that was part of our workout.
Right.
Awesome. So this leads us to our final tip to you guys, and that's going to be engage. And it's the most practical, I think, simple tip aside from being authentic because that's natural. But engagement's so easy. It costs $0, you guys, to go through and like other people's posts, comment on their posts, go through and just engaging with people who've already commented on your post, just keeping in front of them. Because as we all know, once you do that, especially if you're intentional on the people you want to maybe either capture as a client or retain as a client, you go there and make sure you're, you know, say, you know, Nick is my number one guy that I want to get as a client. You better believe it. Once a day, I'm going to make sure to go through and visit Nick's profile and like his stuff and comment on his stuff, because what's going to happen, I'm going to be start showing up in his news feeds as well. And so I'm going to be in front of him all times. And he's not going to forget about me. So super cost $0.
Yeah. And like you were saying, it just creates that relationship. And that's what we're trying to do through social media, our content anyways, is form better relationships with people, show them that we actually care. So commenting on their stuff, besides just helping the algorithm, it shows that we care about them. It shows that we're present and it keeps us top of mind. Because at the end of the day, nobody wants to be a secret agent. You don't want to be the person that when you think real estate, nobody thinks of you. You want to be relevant. You want to stay on their thing. So that's why I think engaging is so important with this. And that rounds us out on all the tips, Holly. So I think this was a fantastic idea. I had fun going through some of these songs and I knew a lot more than reading the names. I was actually surprised going through these that I knew, I would say about 80, 90% of the songs that were on here.
I love it. I knew you would. You're like, I know about maybe 50 of them. I was like, there's no way. Like, you'll know it once you hear it. Like,
yes, sir. Just from the cover bands in Key West, I knew about 80% of these ones here.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, I hope you guys had as much fun as we did going through these and taking a trip down memory lane. Or if you're like Nick, discovering some new songs that you will never hear again because they're not really.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. I don't think I'll hear those. Well, unless we do another one of these or I happen to get on another one-hit wonders, I think this will be the one and done with all these. But I had a great time here tonight on the Holly and Krem Show. Make sure you guys tune in next week, same time. We're going to be going over some brand new topics, and I'm excited to kick this off with you, Holly.
I am super excited, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in. It's been a blast, and until next week, you guys, we'll see you then.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Unleash Your Inner Legend. For more inspiration, make sure to subscribe by going to unleashyourinnerlegend.com. We'll see you guys next week.